Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That dude was high on something.
He was high on college football.
College football with Big Cliff. They're throwing a Sean Thompson ball with Big Cliff. Knows college football better than his own family. College football, J.B. Got to chawing, wearing them short, track style shorts.
I heard he almost played football in Nebraska.
He used to call Bobby Bowden and ask for football informational nuggets with barbecue sauce. Jay knows more about high school football than you know about your family.
Call Jay Binkley.
Call Bink. College football with Binkley. They're throwing a Charles Johnson ball with Binkley. Knows college football better than his own family. College football with Jay Binkley.
That's right. We go to our guy, Jay Binkley, who joins us on this nice, dark, and early morning on a Wednesday. Binkley, did you go out last night and see the moon?
You know what? I decided no.
No. All right. I didn't go either, Jay.
You don't like seeing a full moon?
I do, but my wife came home about 8 o'clock last night from another event we were running around to, and I said, is the moon out? And she goes, yeah, it's huge. And I'm like, cool. And then I didn't go out and look at the moon. I went and watched the Royals game. So anyway, I did miss the moon last night, Jay. And yep. One local team missing the college football season. I guess, again, there were two. It's Missouri and Kansas State right now. Let's start where the carnage is with the University of Kansas. They just, don't look like a good football team. Did everybody overshoot Kansas on this one?
Yeah, I think so. And it's got to be wildly disappointing as they're trying to, raise a little bit more money there for that stadium and all the excitement of playing at Children's Mercy, then playing all those games that they're going to be doing at Arrowhead Stadium and Kansas, people talking about them, maybe can they win the Big 12? Well, it's all on Jalen Daniels, the quarterback, and he's got 6 interceptions through the first 3 games, and that set him back. I mean, they put all their hopes on their quarterback, but losing their offensive coordinator that had been with Lance Leipold the whole way from Wisconsin Whitewater to Buffalo to Kansas, that made a difference. When he went to Penn State, this made a difference with the Kansas offense. They have a great defense. I think they have the 2 best cornerbacks in the Big 12, and Melo Dotson and Kobe Bryant. Devin Neal, one of the better, you could almost say he's top 2 running backs in the Big 12, and Jalen Daniels was going to be that piece, and it's just not coming together, and some of the coaching hasn't been that great either.
Bigley, how about my boys in Colorado, though? They're 2-1, and it looks like they might have a little secret defensive weapon.
I think so. And I think a lot of people, once that Nebraska game, because it's like the annex of Shedeur Sanders and stuff like that has rubbed people wrong. But the one thing is people are still watching it. People forget that Nebraska-Colorado game was number 2 in the nation in television ratings, so people are still watching them. They're still fun to watch. I still watch them. I want to watch them every single week and see what happens.
I mean, you watch anything that's on TV on a Saturday that features a pigskin, right?
But yeah, there's something going on in Colorado, though, that I don't think people are paying attention to. They're different, just kind of like USC is different. The defense is actually decent at Colorado. Don't forget Nebraska did not score in the second half in a game against Colorado. Matter of fact, they've only given up 12 total points in the second halves of all three games. So that's pretty good. When you think about Colorado and that defense last year and how bad it was to only give up 12 points in three games, pretty good. New defensive coordinator comes over for the Bengals. He was with Anarumo with Cincinnati as a secondary coach for 9 years, first year at Colorado. I think that's making a difference. And if they can just do that, they have no offensive line play. We know that. That could hurt them. That will hurt Colorado going down the stretch. And they have no running game at all, but they do have Travis Hunter, the best player in college football.
Yeah, he absolutely is. There's no question right now. And you're talking about great players. One guy that I'm starting to fall in love with right now, Ryan Williams at Alabama, Binkley, 17 years old. This kid can flat out play. I want him to be a Chief. I think they should draft him tomorrow.
I wish they could tomorrow. I 100% wish they could do that tomorrow. But, man, 17 years old, usually playing high school football still, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he's been a superstar already for the Alabama Crimson Tide, which they haven't lost a beat going into the SEC with a new head coach and whatnot. What about Missouri? They had a tough one against Boston College. Is that more who Missouri is, or are they more the team that didn't give up a touchdown for the first two games?
Well, eventually they were. The opponents weren't great the first two games. The mere fact they did not give up points is pretty big. But playing Boston College, that was a tough team. At Thomas Castellanos, the quarterback of Boston College, is a very good quarterback. And Bill O'Brien's, you know, NFL experience. Also, he was very good when he was at Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
But Missouri's defense still did just enough in that game. And I think this defense will come together. And I think, listen, they're missing their Blake Baker, that was their defensive coordinator last year, who went off to LSU. But offensively, they've got stars in the making. Nate Noel, that running back. Marcus Carroll, that running back. Of course, Luther Burden's going to do what he wants to do. And I think Brett Norfleet has become a very good tight end for the University of Missouri. But that was an impressive win. I think that was the most impressive win out of the three local schools, even though Kansas State hammered Arizona. Boston College, I think, is a legit team.
Beagle, we'll give you a couple more because we gotta get out of here, but it's not because it's just the clock. You know how that thing rolls.
I do.
Arch Manning, 67-yard touchdown run. Quinn Ewers obviously got hurt. Obviously, he'll get his job back when he's ready to go. Is there any update on that injury or what we're going to see for Texas, who's now the number one team in the land?
Yeah, he might not play this week. It looks like Quinn Ewers is still going to be top 10 draft pick in the NFL, and I know everybody's excited about Arch Manning. He did have 4 touchdowns passing. He did have a 67-yard touchdown run as well, so it's a Manning that can actually run. 5 touchdowns for him, and everybody's real excited, and his Heisman odds even went up like 12th, which is ridiculous because Ewers is going to be that quarterback. But I think people are forgetting that Quinn Ewers, before he got hurt, was 14 of 16 for 185 yards and 2 touchdowns. It could just be their opponent sucked.
Yeah, but I'm kind of with you on that one.
Sucked.
I mean, I can you cut that, Mac? I do believe that Texas is the most overrated college athletic program on the history of the face of the earth of all time. They are number one right now. Who's the real number one in college football, Jay?
Texas.
You know, I still think it's Georgia, and I know they win by just 1 point. I was asked about that in the pregame show with Art asking, should Georgia fans worry about it? And I was like, no, because then the Chiefs go through the same thing later that day. I'm like, good teams find ways to win, but great teams find ways to win consistently. And if Georgia wins by 1 point, I don't care. I mean, you've seen the Kansas City Chiefs, as great as they are. Listen, back-to-back Super Bowl champions, Georgia's won 2 of the last 3 national championships. A 1-point win is still a 1-point win on the road in the SEC. Georgia is still the best team in the country.
And it doesn't matter. You don't need style points anymore because we've got a 12-team playoff. So, you know, you just got to go out there and win your games and you'll get in.
Binkley, my last question is, why is the nickel defense more valued than the dime defense? Because a nickel is less valuable than a dime.
You know, I've always wondered that too, Dusty, because, you know, 10 cents is better than 5 cents.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about it, though, it also you got to think about it. Why is it larger, too? Like, why is the nickel bigger than the dime?
Well, that's the mold that they use to make the coin is bigger.
Mm. I know, but the dime is almost too small. Sometimes I don't even realize I have one like in my pocket or something because you can't really feel it. It's so small.
Mm. When was the last time you had a dime?
Legally.
I used a dime the other day, to be honest with you. I used like a collection of like three dimes. Mm. It was I was ordering something. It was like 37 cents or something. So I reached into the change drawer and pulled out three dimes.
Nice.
Three dimes, a nickel, and two pennies.
Wow, that's great. Sounds fantastic.
Like sounds like a great good sense order. Binkley, we will talk to you and listen to you on Thursday night, my man, and continue to listening to the Character Concerns podcast. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday, my man.
All right, guys. You take care.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.